The Country Hour with Verzo on Felix Stowe Radio. Featuring songs from the golden era of country, from the 50s to the 90s.
Welcome to the Country Hour, the new country show by me, Verzo. And I had some good feedback from last week. A few messages saying they really enjoyed it. So fingers crossed we can make this a really, really good show. Right, today, last week I done all the greats to start us off. But this week I'm going to go back to the 1990s and do some more modern stuff. And I'll start you with three. Shania Twain. God, I sounded like Jonathan Ross, didn't I? Shania Twain with Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under. Then we've got Faith Hill with The Kiss. And then we've got Brooks and Dunn with Boots Scooting Boogie.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? Whose bed have your boots been under? No, I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about Lolita, your little Spanish flame. I've seen you around with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder?
Have your boots been?
heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky.
Straight, all out a boot scoot boogie. Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do, come on baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot.
A little bit of info about the three songs I just played. Now, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? Came off Shania Twain's second album, The Women in Me, and didn't chart in the UK. It wasn't released as a single here in the UK, but it got to number one in Canada, of course, and it got to number 31 in America. Right, The Kiss by Faith Hill, that did get released over here, and it hit number 13 in our charts, and it got to number one on the American country chart, and that was from her album Faith back in 1998. Now, the third song of that little trilogy was by an American duo, Brooke and Dunn, and it was a cover version from the band Asleep at the Wheel, but Brooks and Dunn's version was released in 1992, and it was a country number one in America, but it just scraped into the Hot 100 in, well, scraped, you got halfway, 50. Right, what have we got next for you? We've got T-R-O-U-B-E-L by Travis Tritt. Oh, nearly said a rude word then. Travis Tritt. And then we've got Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Bird. And then we've got Vince Gill, What the Cowgirls Do. So we'll play these and then I'll tell you a little bit about them.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, L-O-N-E. Yeah, I say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Papa hit the skid. Mama had a time to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But Mama never told me about nothing like a wild you. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Hey, hey, good L-double-O-K-I-N-G. Talking sexy, walking, honking, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. TRO.
just a fool ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Started playing the Watermelon Queen. Said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia round about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Do the watermelon crawl. Have fun, you all. Do the
what the cowgirls do,
the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do.
They ain't no different up in Oklahoma. They ain't afraid to stay up and down. They love to cuddle up and chuggle up long necks until their money's all gone.
I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby.
What the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do,
the cowgirls do.
Shoot that thing. What the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do.
Man, I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby. What the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do,
what the cowgirls do.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E, was originally recorded by Elvis Presley for his album Today, written by Jerry Chestnut, because Elvis didn't really write his songs, did he? And then it was covered by Travis Tritt back in 1992 from his album off the same name. Right, and then we moved on to Watermelon Crawl, and that was written by Buddy Brock and Zach Turner, and recorded by Tracy Byrd. Got number 4 in the country charts and number 8 in Canada, and it crawled in at number 80. Crawled in. See what I did there? Crawled in at number 81 in the US Billboard, and that was from the album No Ordinary Man. And then What the Cowgirls Do, Vince Gill. Now, Vince Gill is one of the great modern country stars. I say modern, that's 30-odd year ago, isn't it? Now, he co-wrote this, and it's number 2 in that country song, in the Hot Country Songs Billboard. And where did it come from? It came from the album When Love Finds You back in 1994.
Jamie Versey on Felix Stowe Radio. The Saturday Show, Sunday Specials, and the Country Hour. Want to know more or get involved? Contact via email verzo@verzomedia.me.
Our next trilogy starts with Check Yes or No by George Strait. Now, Check Yes or No tells the story of two schoolchildren who develop a crush on one another, passing little love notes and flirting on the playground. In the second verse, the song shifts to the present, with the narrator celebrating their longevity after 2 years of marriage. This came out in 1995 and was a number one on the Hot Country Songs. Then we're going to pop along to Better Things to Do by Terry Clark. Now, Terry is a Canadian country music singer, and this was off her self-titled debut album back in 1995. And then we're going to move on to I Try to Think About Elvis. Now, this was by Patti Loveless, and it got to number 2 in the American country singles, and it was written by Gary Burr and released in 1994 from her album When Angels Fly.
Started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot where I was. I try to think about Elvis, Memphis, Oprah in the afternoon. I try to think about palm trees, fig leaves, the creature from the Black Lagoon. I try to think about high heels and good deals.
Country Hour is all about 1990s country, and this one just creeps in. It was released November 15th, 1999, and it's Love's the Only House by Martina McBride from her album Emotion. And that's followed by Shut Up and Kiss Me by Mary Chapin Carpenter from her album Stones in the Road back in 1994. And then the little trilogy finishes by the American country music star Joe Diffie, and it was the second album from his Third Rock from the Sun album. And the album doesn't have anything to do with the TV show of the same name.
I was standing in the grocery store line, the one they marked express, when this woman came through with about 25 things, and I said, don't you know that more is less? She said, this world is moving so fast, I just get more behind every day. And every morning when I make my coffee, I can't believe my life's turned out this way. All I can say was, love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain. He was walking by the other day and I said, hey baby, how you been? Yeah, I got me a little girl now and she's 4 years old and she's got a daddy's little grin. You only wanted what you can't have, and baby, you can't have me now. I gave my heart to another. Yeah, I'm a mother and he's a father, and we're a family and we got each other. And I found out the hard way that love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house
You drive 3 miles from all this prosperity down across the river, and you see a ghetto there. And we got children walking around with guns, and they got knives and drugs and pain to spare. And here I am in my clean white shirt with a little money in my pocket and a nice warm home. And we got teenagers walking around in a culture of darkness, living together alone. All I can say is love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain. And I can't explain it, and I can't understand, but I'll come down and get my hands dirty, and together we'll make a stand. Some will cross the parking lot, some bands playing out of tune. City streets are gonna burn if we don't do something soon. A senorita can't quit crying, babies do now in a day. Don Juan left, got sick of trying, no one there to show him the way. She came down to the grocery store, she said, I want to buy a little carton of milk, but I don't have any money. I said, hey, I'll cover you, honey, 'cause the pain's gotta go somewhere. Yeah, the pain's gotta go someplace, so come on down to my house.
Business. closer, baby, I can't hear you. Just another whisper if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling. You got the kind of mind I love to read. Talk is cheap and baby, time's expensive. So why waste another minute more? Life's too short to be so apprehensive. Love's as much a symptom, darling, as the cure. Oh, baby, when I feel this, I feel it's like a genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
When I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
To 1995 now, and a song by Rhett Atkins. Atkins from his album A Thousand Memories. Now the song is That Ain't My Truck. It's an up-tempo in which the narrator ends up on the losing end of a relationship. His significant other chooses another guy to continue a relationship with, and the narrator knows this by driving by a house and seeing another man's truck in her driveway.
Been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on. So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Song is by a band called Little Texas from their album Big Time back in 1993, and it's God Bless Texas. Now if you're into your American sports, you might hear the song played at Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers, and a TV show my wife used to watch, True Blood. It appeared in one of the episodes of that show, so enjoy this one. We'll be right back.
still a chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Final song of the day, and thank you all very much for listening. I'm really enjoying putting these country ones together because, as I said last week, it was a genre that my mother loved. So I thought, yeah, I'll share it with you guys. Right, this one was, well, it came out before 1860. That's the first bit of history they had on it, and it predates the American Civil War. And it's a lion dance, and first done by the Chieftains. But the version I'm going to play is the version we all know, and I believe it topped the charts in the UK, didn't it? And it's, of course, Rednecks, the Swedish band, from their album Sex and Violins, and it's Cotton Eye Joe. See ya. Before I toddle off, I said first done by Chieftains. That is incorrect, as I said, because it came out in before the 1860s. The Chieftains was one of the first big ones to do it, and they got Grammy nominated. Just want to clear that up. See ya.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Temple Town, like a meteor storm, here we all to the
long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?